Hi there, I'm Lewis Foster. Thank you for choosing this edition of the Manx Radio Newscast. After two near-fatal heroin overdoses on Monday the 15th of April, there's a warning. Anyone who recently took the drug is told to seek medical advice, whilst those with it in their possession are urged to dispose of it immediately. Manx addiction charity Motivate is offering free naloxone kits, which can help reverse the effects of an overdose. I've been speaking to CEO Thea Ozanturk and Jason McKee, a trainee support worker. They say two cases in 24 hours suggests there's a particularly strong batch of the drug circulating the island.
Batches of heroin, batches of opiates can be of varying purity. They can be adulterated with various other substances, or they can just be of a very sort of strong batch of heroin. So overdoses can occur when you've got very powerful batches of heroin or opiates in the community.
Of course, for two in the same night must be quite rare, and this warning's gone out. So what are people looking out for? And of course, if they are heroin users, the advice is to just get rid of it, to bin it.
People will use drugs. We have to accept that. You know, in an ideal world, we'd like to think that people wouldn't use drugs, but people do. So what we suggest to people that are choosing to use opiates, to be safe, they should never use alone. They should always use when they're in the company of others who can look out for them, and they should always carry a kit, an naloxone kit.
And Jason, I suppose, or either of you, can you talk us through what naloxone is and how it might have helped last night?
Naloxone works on the opioid receptors in the brain, and it temporarily can reverse an opioid overdose. So it will give the person who's overdosed around 15, 20 minutes, where essentially we need the ambulance called as well. It's not just about the naloxone kit being used. It needs to be used in conjunction with an ambulance being called as well. And also stay with the person. Whatever happens, you know, you need to stay with that person and make sure that they're going to be okay until the ambulance arrives. And also, when the ambulance, you know, does arrive, you know, my suggestion would be, you know, is listen strongly to their advice. Whether, you know, they may suggest that you attend hospital where you're in a safe environment and they can care for you.
For those that don't know, what does a heroin overdose look like? What are the signs to look out for?
Person will go in like a grey-blue colour. The breathing will slow down, like a raspy sound and noise. Pupils will be pinpointed. The lips can go blue. Unresponsive, like a semi-unconsciousness.
Naloxone, yeah. Has it saved lives on the Isle of Man?
Absolutely. I mean, we were aware of the two last night, so, and we were aware of other people, and we've actually had service users here who've been treated with naloxone, and their lives have been saved as well. So this is an absolutely life-saving drug, and anybody that chooses to use opiates, or anyone, if you have someone in your family that you're concerned is using opiates, can carry a kit and, you know, keep that kit with them at all times and, you know, help save a life.
And so some might say, you know, shouldn't the advice be don't take heroin in the first place? But why put out this advice? How crucial is it?
My thought process around that is naloxone only enables people to breathe. Unfortunately, we're never going to stop people using opioids. So this is, yeah, you know, the it's all about harm reduction, preventing unnecessary deaths.
So what is Motivate's message today then to those people out there who perhaps are in possession of heroin and unsure what to do?
I can't stress enough that the naloxone kits that are available from Motivate, it's absolutely free and it's absolutely confidential. So anybody that comes to us, we have a drop-in every Wednesday from 12 to 2. But at any time, if you want to come and get a kit, there'll be somebody here. Most of the team at Motivate are trained to give somebody the kit and show them how to use it. So I can't stress enough that it's available, it's free. We don't tell the police, we don't tell anybody else. This kit is available, and it will save lives.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio Newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.